Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. So I totally didn't expect to be recording a podcast episode right now, but I just had an inspiration. So I was like, oh, F it, I'll just record it. So I posted a poll on Instagram. Do you believe in compromises and relationships are necessary? And I don't know yet what you guys are gonna say, but I know that majority of people that I have met, including in couples therapy, compromise is something that's talked about a lot, and I personally hate it. I don't want to compromise. It sounds like sacrifice, and women sacrifice themselves so much in so many ways, and a lot of times unnecessarily. I know you might not love to hear it, but I just don't want to be perpetuating this culture and supporting this culture of sacrifice and compromise. I just don't believe in it. And you might be like, what do you mean? If we don't compromise, then we'll never agree on anything and blah, 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 blah. And here's the thing. Compromise to me means that one of the people is denying or postponing their true desires and passions and what they want to do and how they want their life to be in order to facilitate someone else. And to me, what that does is that it breeds resentment. It does breed resentment. It makes you eventually upset, right? That's why, like, compromise, even when I say it, like, the energy of that word is like, blech, I don't, like, gross. That's an icky word. So here's what I do instead. I don't compromise, and I keep that in mind, that I don't need to sacrifice myself, my well-being, my dreams, my desires for someone else, my partner included. But I do want us both to be happy and fulfilled and do the things that we love. So this past weekend, I was just about to go to the gym. I literally just started going to the gym on the weekends in the morning. And I'm about to go, and Zach is like, you know, I really want to run outside. I feel like I just go to work, and then when I get from work, I'm with Blair, and then we go to sleep, and then on the weekends, I'm with Blair so that you can, like, do your things or go to the gym. And I just, like, I the only workouts I get, it's like on a treadmill, and I just really want to run outside. And in the past, this would have triggered the shit out of me, because, I mean, to be honest, I love our daughter, and Zach does too, and that has nothing to do with it. However, I do spend, you know, I'm a full-time mom and a full-time business owner, and I also am a human that needs to and wants to take care of herself. So I spend most of my days with Blair, and then after Zach comes from his work, I do a little bit more work, and then, you know, we have a little bit of together time, and then she goes to sleep, and then we go to sleep. That's pretty much how the weekdays are. And on the weekends, Saturdays for me are currently days when I go to the gym, and then I catch up on some work, because I get to have a little bit more of an uninterrupted time to do to work on some projects and stuff like that, or record longer podcast episodes, and then we have, like, family time, right? So in the past, his comment would have triggered the shit out of me, because I would instantly felt defensive. Like, what do you mean? Like, me going to the gym on the weekends is literally the only time I, like, regularly get away from the house and I'm not with Blair. I literally don't have any other time alone, and that's, like, barely an hour and a half. So what do you mean, right? But by the time I got to the gym, I had the time and space to process my emotions without putting them outwardly. And when I got to the parking lot, I just texted him something, I don't remember exactly, but it's something along those lines of, like, let's make a deal tonight. Let's talk about it. Let's make a deal. I really, truly want you to be happy. And this is what makes the difference. At the core, I truly want him to be happy. I truly want him to feel fulfilled. I truly want him to live his life the way that he desires to. And I truly want the same for me. I truly want to be happy. I truly want to be fulfilled. I truly want to prioritize myself and take care of myself. And we want the same for our daughter. And when we go into any discussion about anything with our partners from the lens of we are on the same team, we are here for the win-win, we both want the other person to be happy and fulfilled, the discussion and the energy changes because it makes you teammates and it makes you be like creative and come up with solutions rather than trying to essentially argue and fight who has it harder. And a lot of couples, and I feel like especially once they have kids, get into this, actually treat their relationship and the tasks and the chores and the responsibilities as if they are enemies. And I know this may sound harsh, but just think about it. How would you be talking about what do you want versus what the other person wants with someone you don't like? You would be fighting to the death, right? That you have it harder, that you have more on your plate, and that they cannot do it, etc., etc., etc. It would be a different conversation that if you are having a discussion with a teammate where you both want to win. So when I got back from the gym, I actually felt like it was really important for me to talk about it right away. And Zach agreed, so we just sat down and I asked him, okay, I want you to not hold back and tell me how right now where you are as far as like your training for with your running and exercise and all that stuff, and including your job, because your job, obviously it's there. What would you do? How would you have it? If you could have it your way, how would you have it? And he thought about it for a bit. And then he said, I would run 4 times a week. I would have my runs outside when it's possible, when the weather permits, because we live in Florida. And I would go lift to the gym at least 2 times a week. And I said, okay. And I repeated it back. So if I'm understanding correctly, what is really important to you is that you run outside so that you have that experience and that freedom. And you would actually run 4 times a week, but like have like a good run rather than trying to squeeze in these shorter little runs every single day on a treadmill in Blair's Naps. And you would go to the gym, you would lift. And he said, yes, that's correct. And then I said, okay, well, if I could have it my way, right now in this phase of my life, I would go to the gym on Saturday and Sunday in the morning, and I would run at least 1 time a week. And the reason why I said at least 1 time a week is because I myself right now, I'm not entirely sure what would I want, but I knew that this is non-negotiable, that I knew that I wanted that. And it seemed that if I go to the gym on the weekends, that means he cannot run outside. It seemed that if he wants to run outside during the week or lift, that means that I'm going to have to be longer with Blair and compromise my work. But because I knew that we were together in it to not compromise, but to find a win-win solution appeared. And the first one was, okay, well, we live in Florida, so if you want to run outside, you have to wake up really, really early. And that's exactly what he did last year when he was training for the Chicago Marathon. He would wake up super, super early on the weekends and go for a run. Well, I have nothing against him waking up super, super early and going for a run. Because at least right now how it is that Blair sleeps until 8 a.m. And the gym that I go to doesn't open until 8 a.m. So if he wakes up early, goes for a run outside, and is back ready to take care of her around that 8 a.m. time, so like I feed her and et cetera, et cetera, then there's no conflict. Because then I can just leave and go to the gym. And it doesn't change anything really for me, except I'm going to wake up early, and instead of, you know, not having the baby monitor next to me, just in case Blair wakes up at any other time, I'm going to have the baby monitor next to me. But like, that doesn't bug me. That doesn't bother me. And then we're like, okay, so this is a win-win. And then the lifting, I was like, okay, so with my schedule, how it is right now, I have calls or podcast interviews mostly on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So those days are no go. But on Wednesdays, I actually take that day to be kind of like a Blair and I day. It's really good for my mental health because that's a day when I don't try to juggle both work and taking care of her. So I just focus kind of like on doing what makes me happy and feeling good. And when she's awake, we're together, we go on a walk. And that day is just like very relaxed for the most part. Like, I think it's like mentally, because I don't have to be like thinking about the next thing I want to do in her next nap, right? And so I said, you know what? On a day like that, I don't mind actually if you stay longer and you go to the gym and you lift. Like, I am not in a rush to get to work, to finish things up, or anything like that. So that would be really, really fine. Like, it's totally fine. But it would be lovely if then I could run before dinner. And again, like, it was the perfect solution. He's gonna lift. Then he's going to come home later than normally he does. But then I'm going to go for a run. And that's it. And then his other runs, he figured that he actually doesn't mind running on the treadmill, because he probably would have anyway, with just like how the Florida weather is, because he hasn't been able to really run before his work. You know, they work on military time. So anyway, my point is that we found so many win-wins that we both left that conversation so happy, so excited, and no one had to compromise anything. No one had to sacrifice. It's all based off of, what do I really want? What serves me? What makes me happy? What does work? What will be fine? And a lot of times, I think what people underestimate is the, like, what bothers you and what doesn't bother you, what's fine and you truly, like, you're very neutral about it. Like, for example, like me having that baby monitor on Saturday or on Sunday morning, because when I'm like doing some like meditation and stuff like that, like, it's fine. It doesn't make that big of a difference. Like, it's fine. I feel very neutral about it. So he can be running outside. So that's how I approach not compromising. I don't believe in compromise. I don't believe they are necessary. What is necessary is to be on the same team, to both want the other person win and yourself to win. Be open with, what do you truly want? What do you actually want? Not what you believe would be possible. Because even when we were having that discussion, he started at first with like, kind of asking for something that he didn't really want to do. And he said like, well, I would be running probably like 5 times or something. And he's like, no, actually, if I really could have it my way, I would just have 4 really good runs per week. So no need to compromise. You need to be honest. You need to be open. You know that the other person is there for you to win as well. And sometimes the solutions don't come right away. Sometimes you also need to experiment with those solutions, and you need to be open to shift it and change it. Like, for example, like, I know that this is the schedule for now, and it may change as the season changes, as Blair gets older, and we're always willing to come back and reorganize. So anyway, that's just like a really quick episode that I wanted to put out there. I hope this serves you. Let me know if you make any new deals with your partner. I would love to know. Let me know what you think about the whole compromise thing. I hope it helped you to see your relationship in a different light. And obviously, make sure to come back on Thursday for an incredible interview with Joanna Chancer. We're talking all about healing your trauma without having to actually relive your trauma. So I'll see you there. And yeah, I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at @xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.